Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're back on Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, it is a big day today for baseball statisticians. And to help us explain all that is Larry Lester. He is the chair of the Negro Leagues Committee for the Society of American Baseball Research. And Larry, this has personally got to be a pretty big day for you.
Oh, yes. It's a confirmation for all the 50-plus years of work of mining data from newspapers and compiling it and putting it into a database and producing results that had never been seen before.
And so this is the day that the records from the Negro Leagues are being incorporated into Major League Baseball records, right? So the numbers, for the most part, are merged.
That is correct. The Negro League players now have Major League status, with the emphasis on major, the highest status available. So I'm happy that this has finally come to fruition, and hopefully some unheralded players will get some more recognition.
And so you're pretty much credited with making this happen, and so congratulations to you for that. But tell me about the compilation of the numbers. You had to go through, I mean, how did you get the numbers? Old newspaper accounts, or how is it that you put together the statistics?
Well, basically, before the internet, I would just go to the library and look at the microfilmed editions of each black newspaper in each city. Made copies, you know, put my dimes in to make everything. It was fun tracking the season, game by game, team by team. And unfortunately, many of the black newspapers did not have complete coverage. Mm-hmm. So if one team went to, say, Chicago, I would fly to Chicago or drive and look at the Chicago Defender to pick up the home games there. And then I would, you know, Philadelphia Tribune, New York Amsterdam News, New York Age, St. Louis Argus, all the major black newspapers had full accounts of many of the games, sometimes play by play.
Larry, did the I'm going to say white newspapers, say the Chicago Tribune or many of the other Chicago papers at the time, did they keep track of these games at all?
In some cases, the coverage was sporadic. The Chicago Times and Tribune did cover the Chicago American Giants from time to time. Sometimes when they would play a game on the weekend, it was considered a big time event. So. The white newspapers filled in some blanks. I can say that, but the black players had day-to-day coverage, even though it was a weekly publication.
Did you keep track of how many dimes you put into those copy machines?
No, I just come home from work every day and put all my dimes into a jar, and then when I went to the library, I had the change that I needed.
I think you need a GoFundMe page, because we need to reimburse you. You spent that money for all of us here so that we would have a better understanding one day. Okay, tell me about some of the big names, the big records that have changed today.
Well, we don't know if they have changed or not, but there's more inclusion. And what I mean by that, you have a pitcher like Al Gibson of the Birmingham Black Barons, who struck out 20 Philadelphia Stars in 1943. So he joins Matt Scherzer and Kerry Woods and Roger Clemens as the pitcher who struck out the most hitters in a nine-inning game.
Well, you know, we're sitting here in Chicago. That's a big record here in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Kerry Woods was awesome back in the day.
Yeah.
So we got all these new nuances that are changing, and no longer does Don Larson pitch the only World Series no-hitter. 30 years earlier, in 1926, Clyde Red Grier of the Bacharach Giants pitched a no-hitter against the Chicago American Giants. So he's now in the record books along with Larson. And you got the Duncan family, Frank Duncan Jr. and Sr., they become the first father and son and the first father and son battery to play on the same team in the same year for the Kansas City Monarchs. This was 50 years before the Ken Griffey's made ancestral history. So we're not changing the record books. We're really adding more substance and value to the record books.
Tell me about
Artie Wilson.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, tell me about Josh Gibson.
He was, without a doubt, probably the greatest home run hitter in the Negro Leagues. But is on the career leaderboard, he may not be number one. That may go to somebody by the name of Turkey Stearns or Mule Suttles, because they played in more games. And Gibson lost 2 years because he played in Mexico, in the Mexican League. So home run per at-bat ratio, he is the leader comparative to Barry Bonds or Hank Aaron. So he is the most prolific home run hitter in the Black Leagues, but may not be the all-time leader when we finish compiling statistics.
I was reading in an article, now you tell me, maybe you don't have this at your fingertips, but he had a 974 slugging percentage in 1937, which puts him past Barry Bonds' number of 863 in 2001.
That's possible. He was an incredible hitter. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but I do know, based on interviews with several ballplayers, he seldom struck out. For a power hitter, that was unusual.
He probably wasn't taking steroids either.
No, I doubt it, but he was unlike Reggie Jackson and Babe Ruth, who struck out a lot, so...
Well,
he's a unique talent.
When you look back at this journey, I mean, is this journey done for you now, or is there more work to do?
There's more work. We want to make sure that the data is accurate, the data is balanced. Unfortunately, the process is ongoing. It takes me 30 to 90 minutes to input the data into a computer software program that I designed and built. And sometimes when I spit out the data, the numbers don't balance. There's more hits than hits allowed by the pitchers, so I had to figure out what went wrong. We had to remember that most of this data are telephone back in the day, and that gave way to many errors, and then you'd have to put it on a printing press. And if back in the day, printing was done, you read all the numbers backwards before you put them onto the press. So a lot of room for error. We see this in white baseball, but they don't want to talk about that.
Well, listen, Larry, it was great to talk to you again. And as I said before, thanks for this. This gives us a better picture of ourselves, and there's great value in that. And I just wanted to congratulate you this week. I know it's a big week.
It is. Yes, it is, Steve. And I appreciate the time to express my concerns and appreciation of Major League Baseball for recognizing these men of color.
Can't wait till we talk again, Larry. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, sir. Take
care. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to find our way into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.